Kick-Ass Best, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hello and welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets Podcast. Today is episode 22, Kick-Ass Tips to Recover Yourself After a Medical Mistake. This is a really important topic that is very close and dear to my heart. Having made a big medical mistake early in my career that I was absolutely devastated by, I think it happens to a lot of us, and we don't talk about it out of embarrassment and shame, and we just go on and think that we're terrible, awful human beings. The reality is, vets are all going to make a mistake at some point in their career. It's an inevitability. At some point, you're going to lose a patient. It might be your fault. It might not be your fault. You may never figure out whether or not it was your fault, but you're going to feel awful. You are going to feel hurt, you're going to cry, you're going to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders, you're going to want to quit, you're going to want to hide, you're going to want to curl up and die, you're going to feel terrible, and it's going to be hard for you to get up and look at yourself in the mirror and feel that it's okay for you to work again. You're going to look at yourself and say, how dare I go back to work and put other animals' lives in my hands when I failed that last time? It's a terrible, terrible feeling. And if you don't work on overcoming that, it can consume you. And it makes a lot of vets leave the profession. How do I know so intimately that this is how someone's been feeling it? As I mentioned, I've lived it. When I was 3 months out of school, I lost a quote unquote routine spay. I don't know exactly what happened. I have my theories, but basically, this precious, adorable little six-month-old German Shepherd never recovered from anesthetic. She wasn't even extubated. I immediately started compressions. I immediately started bagging her. She had adrenaline. She had atropine. I did CPR myself for half an hour straight. I couldn't move my arms the next day, and I could not get her back. And it was the hardest point of my veterinary career. And this is 3 months out of school. It was absolutely devastating. And I thought I would never be able to go on from it. I fortunately had a very good support network in terms of my friends and family, and ended up doing a lot of things that were right just by fluke that helped me get through. But I'll never forget that dog. So that's what today is about. Today is about how do you recover yourself and trust yourself and feel yourself deserving of working again when you've made a mistake or lost a patient, because it can be very, very hard. The first step is have a grieving period. You need time to grieve. You need time to feel those emotions, and you need to allow yourself to have those emotions. You're going to go through those stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. Allow yourself to feel those and to go through that process. What isn't helpful is letting that process go on and on and on forever. So give yourself a time frame of how long you're going to let yourself grieve. 1 to 4 weeks is probably appropriate. It's probably going to take longer than that, but try to limit yourself in that time frame depending on kind of how bad the situation was. The other thing is, in that time frame, you need to get back to work right away. You know, maybe take that day off, but the next day, get up and go to work. The longer you wait to get back into it, the harder it's going to be. And when you go back to work, you're going to remind yourself, yes, I can do this. You know, day to day, A, you're going to get distracted by work, so that's going to help you work through the process. But also, you're going to realize, yes, I can do this. When you fall off a horse, you need to dust yourself off and get back on. It's the same thing. If you need, you know, say you dropped a pedicle in surgery and had a spay die, and that's devastating you. Have someone scrub in with you for the next kind of 2 weeks in terms of making sure that you're feeling comfortable, but don't stop doing spays, because the longer you wait, the more that challenge is going to build in your mind into this monster that you can then never tackle. And that's not helpful for you. It's not helpful for that animal that you lost. It's not helpful for anyone for you to feel that way. So that's really, really important. The next really big important thing is talk about it. Don't shut yourself away with no one. Don't hide it. Don't feel shameful. Don't feel embarrassed. You need to talk about it. This is when those mentors that we chatted about previously, you can check out the blogs, the four mentors that every vet needs. Those mentors are going to be really helpful. All four of them are going to be really, really helpful. And you need to talk about it and talk about your feelings and talk about what's happening. And also talk about it within your medical team. We have a podcast and a blog about M&M rounds. And these are really, really important, cathartic, productive ways to address the case and help yourself learn and grow from it. And that brings us to our next point, learn and grow. The best thing that you can do for yourself as a vet when you have made a mistake is to learn everything that you can, as much as possible, about that scenario so that you know in your heart you won't make that mistake again. And or you'll do your very, very best to not make that mistake again. When you get yourself to learn from it, you will empower yourself and you take some control over the situation. That's the biggest thing when this happens and mistakes happen. You feel out of control. You feel like there's nothing you can do. But you can. You can learn and you can grow. And by learning and growing, you're going to help yourself move on. You're going to help yourself forgive yourself, and you're going to give that experience a purpose in your life instead of just being a bad thing that happened. Another big aspect of that learning and growing is teaching others. If you can take that mistake that you made, learn from it, and teach five people that scenario so they don't make that mistake again, that is going to be incredibly cathartic for you. And it's also, once again, going to give that experience a purpose because that's five people that are not going to make that same mistake that you made. And once again, M&M rounds are a great way to help within your clinic so that that doesn't happen again. Create processes so the mistakes don't happen again. Another really, really important thing to do is to accept that humans are not perfect. You know, we all know the famous quote, to err is human. We all make mistakes. And by sharing your experience and talking about your experience with others, you're going to uncover that lots of other vets that you respect, that you value, that are very good vets, that are prestigious vets, that are vets that win awards, have made huge mistakes. We all make mistakes. We are all going to screw up at some point or another. You're not alone. We're all human. And all we can do is try to progressively teach each other to limit the number of mistakes that we make and also to not become complacent. When you acknowledge that we're imperfect, when you acknowledge that you're human and you can make mistakes, you're risk of becoming complacent and making things kind of lackadaisical decreases. You know, you might do spays for years, never have an issue, they all go great, so then you just stop putting the blood pressure cuff on because who cares? They always have good blood pressure. When you make a mistake and you realize that you can screw up and we can be fallible, you're much less likely to become complacent in the future. So accepting that we're human, accepting that we make errors is really important for multiple reasons. There's a very, very good TED Talk by Brian Goldman. There's a link to it in the blog that I think every vet and every human physician should watch that talks about mistakes and the culture of feeling shamed and feeling embarrassed when we make mistakes and how important it is to talk about mistakes. Another thing that's really going to be helpful is creating your own personal set of standards. Once you make a mistake, you are going to need something that you can then take control of to try to prevent that from happening again. So when you make yourself a set of personal standards of I will, you know, try my very best with every single case, I will make sure that I'm using all possible diagnostics during surgeries. I will make sure that I'm offering as best as gold standard as I can to every single patient. When a mistake does happen, you will know in your heart of hearts that it wasn't due to negligence. It wasn't due to complacency. It was because mistakes happen. It was because things happen. And it's going to be much easier for yourself to go through that process because you know in your heart that you have that set of standards that you hold yourself to on a day-to-day basis. So creating that set of standards is really helpful to everyone before you've even made a mistake. The last is to forgive yourself. This will take time. It will take all of that process of learning and growing and teaching and talking and grieving, but eventually you will be able to forgive yourself. And what I really want to say that's really important is that forgiving is not forgetting. And I apologize that I'm getting emotional, but it's really important. I will never forget that animal that I lost. I can picture her to this day. And it doesn't hurt me anymore. She has become the invisible badge that I wear on my heart that tells me, yes, you can do this. You care. You loved me. You will save so many animals in the future, and you deserve to be here. You deserve to practice. You are kick-ass. And by remembering, you prove to yourself you do care. If you forget, then you're not going to change who you are and you're not going to change how you practice. By remembering, you know without a doubt, you are constantly doing your best. And that is the difference. Your forgiving is not forgetting. You'll always remember. But that dog has saved so many other dogs and I have become such a better vet because of that experience. And I really, truly, you know, I don't wish that it happened, but it's an experience that is very important in forming who I am as a person, as well as a vet. So if you've had an experience and you're processing, you need help moving on, or you're not sure how to deal with this difficult time, you can check out our blogs, you can check out our consulting, and just remember, you're not alone. We've all been there. We've all screwed up. And it's not something to be shameful about. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's something that you should take in stride, learn, and grow, and you will become a better vet for it. And you do deserve to practice. You do deserve to be here. You are not a bad vet. You're not a bad person. So thanks for tuning in. Sorry about getting emotional. And we'll see you next time. And as always, advocate for yourself because you're the only one that will.